From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. There was a time that to get experience to prepare for a career in aerospace, one had to leave this area. But that's changing. In recent years, Western Technical College, based in La Crosse, has been part of the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium. Western's physics instructor, Mike Ladoc, faculty mentor for the Tethered Aerostat program, explained to Wisconsin Public Radio's Maureen McCullum why Western got involved in the consortium.
My background is in aerospace engineering and space physics, and so that's an area that I'm very interested in. I had been involved with some space grant activities a few previous years when I was at UWL, UW-La Crosse. And I just continued working with them, and that eventually led to our membership in the group.
And what exactly does the group do when they work together or work individually, too?
Well, the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium is one of 52 space grant consortia. There's one in every state, in D.C. and Puerto Rico. This is probably one of the most successful educational outreach arms of NASA. So this is a NASA-funded program. And in a lot of ways, the Space Grant Consortium is sort of the local face of NASA, since we don't have a NASA center here in Wisconsin. We do have a lot of educators, a lot of business folks, and students that are interested in the types of science that NASA does. And so we're a way of bringing NASA to Wisconsin.
So then is the Tethered Aerostat program, is that just sort of a branch of the consortium or just one of the projects that sort of comes out of it?
That's one of the projects. It's a very new project. Yeah, the Space Grant Consortium helps aerospace education at like all levels. There we have programs that help support K-12 educators. We have programs that support graduate and undergraduate research. We have scholarships and actually help faculty members with their own development. So this particular program, the Tethered Aerostat program, came about because of a grant opportunity that NASA put a call for. The Wisconsin Consortium said, you know, we've got some ideas, and we have some folks that have worked with these tethered aerostats or tethered blimps in the past, and the consortium decided to submit an application to this project. This particular NASA opportunity was to try to encourage more involvement of students at a two-year college or community college type level. And so Wisconsin Space Grant said, we've worked with some tethered aerostats. This would be a great program to bring to our two-year college members. And got funded for that last year. And so this is a real new program for Wisconsin Space Grant. We're hoping that it's going to become successful and maybe even continue into a regular program in the future.
So before we dive into what exactly you all have been doing at Western, what exactly is it that these tethered aerostats or these tethered blimps can do? It seems like they can do quite a bit.
Yeah, it's really kind of a neat platform. You can purchase these blimps in a variety of different sizes. They're very similar to what you might think of as a hot air balloon or a dirigible. So people have been kind of revisiting what can we do with, you know, sort of lighter than aircraft in the last several years. These are basically like balloons, so they're tied in place. You know, so the tethering means we've got something solid on the ground holding in place. So we don't really fly it around. But then you can design a variety of experiments that you can use the balloon to lift up into the air. So these are really useful for doing atmospheric studies. If you want to learn about atmospheric conditions, humidity, pressure, wind speeds, you can put cameras on them and look back down and observe some something like forest health or river or lake temperatures, so you can do environmental monitoring that way. Or you can use it to lift experiments that you just want up in the air off the ground. And so they're seeing and of course there are other applications too in private sector and military. And so what we have are some reasonably small aerostats, and we're able to lift a payload of something like 5 to 7 pounds,
oh, wow.
up to about 500 feet. So that's what they're rated to. You can actually get permission to fly them higher if you need to. They're filled with helium, so they're pretty inert and safe. The aerostats that we have, I think, can fly somewhere up to maybe a week at a time if we wanted to. So you could even have these aerostats up in the air for a long period of time, so you could take environmental monitoring, say, for days or a week at a time.
And so you've been working with 9 students over the last year, is that correct?
That's right, yep.
And what exactly have you all been using these blimps, these aerostats, for at Western?
At Western, the students that are part of the program at Western come from a variety of fields in electronics and mechanical design, areas like that. And the experiment that they chose to work on is actually something called microwave power beaming or microwave power transfer. And this would be using microwaves instead of, say, an electrical cord to move electricity from one place to another. So this is something that I think particularly our electronics students are really kind of excited about. And the idea, for example, to use something like that would be wireless charging of cell phones. Then we're seeing some of that happening these days. In the aerospace sector, for many years, people have thought, if we can put large solar panels on orbit to collect electricity and then we can beam it down to the Earth, that would really increase the efficiency of solar panels. Perhaps we can use microwaves to just shoot electrical energy to a small satellite on orbit, and that would reduce the need to have tanks of fuel or something like that. And so there's a lot of interesting applications for this kind of research, and it really kind of sparked the students' interest. And so that's what we're working on.
But is this sort of related Tesla's idea years ago to have wireless electricity? Like I said, I'm probably not saying this correctly, but
right.
Along those same lines?
Well, and those sorts of ideas have been around for a long time. And so it would really reduce the need for wires. And again, for beaming power from space, solar panels are much more efficient if you get them above our atmosphere. And so you could collect a lot more solar energy and then send it down to a receiving station on Earth, which is kind of nice. Saves a lot of space on the surface of the Earth and reduces the need for wires. And it's really neat if we can find technologies like this that would allow us to unplug a lot of our appliances even. Yeah, make things a little simpler.
So this is research that could have impressive applications in the real world. That must be so exciting for you and the students.
It really is, yeah. And there are other folks out on the East Coast working with NASA on similar projects, and we've seen some breakthroughs in cell phone recharging technology from other sectors. And, yeah, I think the applications for it can be really widespread, and it is. It's really exciting, and it's just a really interesting technology to look forward to.
Can you talk about how unique of an experience this is for the students that you're working with and how important it is to have this program for them?
Absolutely. This is a new kind of experience for us at Western. Western doesn't have a lot of real formal research programs. And one of the areas that NASA has tried to increase its presence in the last several years, last decade or so, is to see how can NASA affect two-year college students and community college students. And so we don't have formal scientific research. We have a lot of hands-on experience. We have a spectacular classroom and a community experience. So this is expanding into a new area for us at Western. So now these students have a chance to really conduct a science experiment in a way that NASA is used to running experiments. And so they've had a chance to write planning reports. They've done some very formal note-taking, a lot of in-lab experimentation. And this is something that they will be able to take with them as experience and say, I did research that was funded by NASA. And that's a pretty important thing to do. You know, it looks good. It's nice to put on your resume.
For sure. And then will the 9 students be sticking around for the second year of the program, or do you get a new batch of students? Do you continue the same research or find a new focus?
Right. I think the ultimate goal of this program is to try to develop sort of a long-term experimental program. So the current group of students that we have right now have plans to remain on for the second year. So this particular program is funded for 2 years, so it's kind of a two-year foray into this. We're going to see how well it works. So all the students at Western are still planning to be enrolled here next year, so they'll be part of this full two-year program. If the Wisconsin Space Consortium reapplies or renews the program, then hopefully we'll be able to bring a few of the present students along the way and bring some experience along to a new batch also. And in the future, this may end up becoming a mix of first-year and second-year students so that we have sort of a continuous turnover, but also a connection from the previous year's work.
And then who knows what each of the students wants to do in their future, but is there a possibility then potentially for if they move on to another school, could they continue studying these different fields? I mean, I know probably with funding and equipment, it could be different, but I don't know if you've heard
right.
anything about the students, what they're thinking about their future.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you check in once in a while. And actually, one of the specific goals of this particular program is to encourage students to continue on, perhaps think about getting a bachelor's degree in a technical area, and maybe even continue on to graduate school. At the very least, getting them interested and excited about the sorts of opportunities that they can have with NASA. And so part of the project is to bring students in what we call the NASA pipeline. So get them trained in technical areas that might be of interest so they could potentially be employed by NASA and or companies that work with them. And certainly seeing if they will continue on, transfer into an engineering program or another technical program is one of the goals of the project. And so many of the students have expressed interest in continuing on with their education after they finish at Western. And so some have specific plans, and some are kind of waiting to see how their future unfolds, too.
That must make you proud.
It's very neat. And one of the other great things about the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium is that we do have a very, very diverse membership. There are something like 40 different organizations that are part of it. So many of the UW universities, some of the private colleges in Wisconsin, and several aerospace-related companies are all part of this consortium. And so for our students, part of this TAP program, it opens up a lot of different possibilities and doors for them to explore.
So I wanted to make sure I had some details correct. Is Western the only school that's participating in the TAP program itself currently, or are there other schools across Wisconsin?
Very good. Yeah, there are. Right now, I think there are 4 or 5 two-year colleges as part of the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium. And in the TAP program, we are one of 3 colleges.
Okay. Is that with the College of Menominee Nation and UW-Fox Valley come into play?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And so they're doing their own TAP research, or, you know, they have their tethered blimps up in the air, and are they
right.
looking into other projects then and focuses?
Yeah, they are. At the College of Menominee Nation, they have a very strong focus on sustainability. And so they have a sustainable forest up there as part of their land and area. And so they're going to be doing forestry health monitoring. So they're going to use some thermal imagers, cameras, and some other instruments to take a look at their forest. They're going to look at the different types of trees that they have, the different types of foliage. They're going to try to monitor the health over a series of months or years. And I believe that they're going to work with some other groups on similar studies at different regions around the U.S. So they have a very environmental focus to their experiment. And at UW-Fox Valley, their experiment is going to focus on atmospheric health, I believe. So they're going to be looking at a variety of gases and pollutants and things like that in their area. So they're going to look at atmospheric conditions and monitor industrial emissions and things like that.
Well, it just seems very exciting for everyone involved in all these projects.
Yeah, and it's allowed us to have a quite wide range of interests and experiments that are tailored to each one of the locations. And it is. It's really, really very, very neat. So the teams and the teams from the 3 colleges are working together a little bit, sharing experiences that they have. Some of the instruments that we use are similar across the program, and some of them are specific to each of the experiments. But they've had a chance to collaborate with each other as well as many other folks locally.
Mike, is there anything else you want to talk about in regards to the research or this project overall?
One last thing I guess I would mention is, and I've hinted at this already, but one of the other really great opportunities that this program provides for our students is an opportunity to collaborate with a variety of different people. So our team, specifically at Western, of course, has had a chance to work with members from the other 2 teams. They have had a chance to reach out to locally people here in La Crosse at the DNR, at the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office, which helped provide us with one of our, essentially a radar gun, that is our microwave transmitter. And we've also worked with different departments at Western, who we, those students and I, may not have had direct contact with otherwise. And so it's giving them a great opportunity to network with other people and collaborate and really kind of get that whole feeling, which is, again, a really nice addition to the curriculum that they already get at Western.
Mike Ladoc is a physics instructor at Western Technical College in La Crosse. He's also the faculty mentor for the Tethered Aerostat Program, or TAP, which gives students experience in doing research with aerospace tools like mini hot air balloons. The TAP program is part of the NASA-funded Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium, which Western has been a part of with other schools for some 9 years already. Ladoc spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's Maureen McCullough. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. This week's production team includes Maureen McCollum and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at WPR.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium and the Tethered Aerostat Program. That and more on our website, WPR.org/newsmakers.